RTE Radio 1.
Last February, the Chief Executive of Children's Health Ireland, Eilish Hardiman, said no child will be left waiting longer than 4 months for complex surgery related to scoliosis or spina bifida. That followed the announcement by government back then of €19 million in funding and 24 new beds in Crumlin and Temple Street, as well as additional surgery capacity and also increased services at Kappa Hospital. You'll remember that the issue of spinal surgery for children gained national recognition following reports by Brian O'Connell on this programme with the Terry family in Cork. And Brian joins me now because there's been some really disappointing news around surgeries in recent days. Brian, take us back first to the issue: significant waiting times, difficulty in getting access to theatres.
Yes, and these issues relate to what are often very complex surgeries. They require multidisciplinary teams. What was happening was that despite previous commitments to address substantial waiting lists and wait times for surgeries, during which time children's conditions were worsening, the pressure on the system often meant surgeries were cancelled at late notice. And as you said, following the interview with Adam Terry and his mom Christine, this issue did gain national significance. It led to apologies from Taoiseach, the HSE's Paul Reid, and appearances at the Oireachtas Health Committee, where people like Dr. Conor Green at Kappa, he pleaded with government for additional resources so they could deal with more surgeries and get those waiting lists and waiting times down.
And it would appear then that government listened.
Absolutely. In February, I think there was widespread welcome, albeit with some caution amongst families. Government announced, as you said, a €19 million in additional funding, increased capacity in Crumlin and Temple Street, significant increases in Kappa, which is a standalone facility. And then, as you said, there was a commitment or a recommitment to a 4 month waiting time for access to treatment.
Now, there's a major question mark today over those commitments.
Well, on Friday, Temple Street confirmed they've now put what they call a temporary pause on complex spinal surgeries for the next 3 weeks for children. They said this is due to the impact of taking on a greater volume of these surgeries in recent months. It's put pressure on beds, staff and theatre capacity. There is an ongoing review of this situation, and I understand further discussions will take place, and they do hope to reschedule the surgeries that will be cancelled as a matter of priority. So what it means immediately, Claire, is that three children will have surgery paused during this period. There are currently 32 patients on the inpatient waiting list for spinal surgery in Temple Street alone. This news is hugely disappointing for families, many of whom have been waiting years for healthcare. I spoke with Claire Cahill from the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, and she told me about the communication that she got from Temple Street on Friday.
On Friday, I was contacted to say that there's been a halt put on all complex spinal surgeries in Temple Street Hospital. So that was quite a shock, I suppose, you know, taken into consideration with the increase in funding of late. And I suppose the push is such to get children off of waiting lists. It appears from the reply that we received that, you know, the increase in surgeries has led to this as such, that children are presenting quite complex, and that means longer stays in hospital. But this is something that needs to be able to be managed as such, because by deferring surgeries, you know, it will result in longer waits for all children. So it will impact the whole list.
And I had a look back in February, and obviously we would have covered this quite extensively on our programme. The range of additional supports that government committed to included additional beds, additional MRI scanning, increased access to theatres, and a €19 million additional package. So it's not like this wasn't signalled.
Absolutely. And, you know, as an advocacy unit as well, like, we haven't really been informed, have these additional services and resources been put in place? And I think if there has been specific risks highlighted now in Temple Street, they need to be clearly communicated to parents so that they can make informed decisions about their children's care.
The 4 month targets in terms of waiting time for access to treatment, has that followed through on?
No, I mean, I know one case where a child had been cancelled 3 times in succession after a very long wait for surgery. So, I mean, we see it the whole time. Surgeries have been taking place, but there is still uncertainty for children.
Claire Cahill there. And you mentioned Adam Terry and his mother, Christine. Brian, you went to see them yesterday. And first of all, how is Adam?
Well, it's been a tough road for him, but delighted to say he's returning to school on Wednesday this week, which is fantastic news. So notwithstanding the progress Adam has made, the news that Temple Street are to pause these complex surgeries like the one that Adam got, it left his mum, Christine, feeling angry and let down because of the assurances she had been given when she spoke out on this issue.
I'm just flabbergasted. I saw the news tonight, the 6 o'clock news. Beautiful little Brianna. It's just absolutely heartbreaking. You know, there are no words, Brian. I immediately started thinking, you know, weren't we promised 19 million and huge changes back in February of this year? It's now August. I'll be honest with you, I don't really see much changing. The list is growing all the time. And now this.
There was a sense, wasn't there, that because there'd been promises in 2017, that this time it was different.
I really felt that too. We really did. As hard and all as it was to come out and talk and tell our stories, we felt that we were really helping to bring change.
Is the issue here that government can sort of throw as much money at this as they like, but you can't magic a specialised surgeon overnight?
That's exactly it. Everybody wants change, but you know, something is really wrong. You know, they were to get more theatre time, they were to get more MRIs. But here we are yet again, and it's the same message back. Children who are very complex, they're the ones that are getting their surgeries cancelled.
I also asked Christine Turry how Adam was getting on post-surgery and how she felt hearing the news from Temple Street, considering the promises that were made to her and to many other families.
He's doing okay. He's doing all right, yeah. It's been the hardest year to date, yeah. He got sepsis 8 weeks post-op. That was very hard. And we spent all of Christmas and New Year's in the hospital. And yeah, that was really difficult on all of us, and especially Adam. And but I'm really happy to say that he is now sepsis free. It doesn't do any of us any good to look back.
On Taoiseach Micheál Martin phoned you, the Minister for Health phoned you.
Yeah.
Paul Reid apologised. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel now 6 months on? Because all these promises were made and here we are now with families left with a huge question mark over when surgeries can take place.
I'm just so cross, Brian. I'm so cross on their behalf. It just doesn't make any sense, any of it.
On an optimistic note,
yeah,
you've been sending me clips of Adam sailing over the last few months.
Yeah.
And I've just met him and he looks completely transformed to me.
Yeah, he looks like an 11-year-old little boy now, doesn't he? Yeah.
Like, do you think we're at the point where we need a task force to deal with this?
I feel like government have really tried to bring change on this. I've spoke with Micheál Martin, I've spoke with Stephen Donnelly. They both don't want this situation to be happening. And just like the people before them. But at the end of the day, Brian, we're here and it's still going on and it's still being allowed to happen. We really need to sit back down at the drawing table and look at whatever they need. I think you're right in that they need another consultant. Absolutely. You know, they need more theatre time. They obviously need the nursing thing is a huge thing as well. Something is definitely structurally wrong from within. The minister and the Taoiseach need to look at that, see what is the problem, and we need to finally bring change and fix that and make sure it goes ahead.
Look, it is great to hear that Adam is doing so well now and that he's heading back to school. It's good to hear from Christine. But what happens now, Brian, for the other families?
Well, again, it's left to families like the Terry family, like the Phelan family who were on the 6-1 news last night and Aisling Kenny's package to advocate and to fight for access to surgeries. And all of this makes it very hard for families to have confidence that measures that are being announced by government and the targets that are being set are actually deliverable. Claire Cahill from the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, she outlined the frustrations that many are now feeling.
You know, we're still not at a place where parents can trust the service to deliver safe care. And I think that's really the kernel of this. And funding alone, and we've always said it, that funding alone is not the answer. You know, we're drawing as well from a very small set of people with very specialised skills. And really, you know, at the end of the day, they can't really service the whole population for scoliosis in regards to backlogs, in regards to now outsourcing to BlackRock, where it is the same surgeons are doing these surgeries. Mm-hmm. So really, the capacity is very limited.
So has there been any marked improvement, do you think, since February?
No, overall not. I think, you know, as I said, surgeries have been taking place, there's no doubt, but, you know, there's still a huge backlog. And just looking at figures, so September 21, there was 187 children waiting for scoliosis surgery in CHI Ireland. And in this August 21, we have 258 children waiting. Now, the number of children waiting alone, you know, doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean that they're waiting longer. But normally, the more children you have, the longer that they will wait for care.
All in all, this isn't the news any family wanted to hear this weekend.
No, it's very worrying. And, you know, it worries families because if this is Temple Street, you know, will this now impact again on Crumlin and Kappa? If, you know, specific risks have been identified at Temple Street, you know, we're not aware of these risks. We have asked to be told of them. We need to know as parents that our children have not just timely care, but safe access to care.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that report. And we did ask to speak to the CEO of Children's Health Ireland today, but we were told that she wasn't available. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.